praise Yahweh, everybody. Pastor Buddy, I'm joining you live tonight right here on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel. Glad to have you in here on the Transmitting Jewel of the South. Tonight we've got a great message. Hallelujah. The most awesome, powerful, revealing name in the universe. And yet, the Christian church, the world, in general, doesn't know anything about this great hallelujah word. The word hallelujah, it's the most ancient of all words of praise. I mean, it's awesome. It is used both on earth and in heaven to worship the Almighty. Revelations 19, 1 through 6. In the book of Psalms, in your present King James, now ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to throw off on the King James because it's a very popular Bible, but it's incorrect. We're going to tell you why. We're going to point out some things that the King James is in error on, or let's say, better yet, it's short. It really has been altered and changed. I don't know whether you know that or not. But most of the Bible that's being carried today that says it's a King James Bible is noted on the Bible itself, revised. You know what revised means, don't you? It means it's been changed. Now, let's get this greatly misunderstood word into a light where you can understand it. In Psalm 68:4, it says, praise Yah in a dance. Praise Him in a song. Praise Yah. Not praise Jah, J-A-H, as the revised King James noted. And when the original name was translated in, or better yet, out of the Bible, the original name of Yahweh, Y-H-W-H, pronounced Yahweh, when it was translated out of the Bible, in came a replacement, Jesus. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we've been shortchanged about the glorious name. Why does all of the Christian churches say in exclamation or adoration when they get happy, they don't say hallelujah Jesus or hallelujah Jesus, which is the way to pronounce it. Today the name of Jesus has evolved into the name of the Messiah that came in the New Testament, and yet it's not a family name. Now the Bible said He's given a name above every name in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, pronounced Yahweh. It's the personal name of the Creator. It is found in the Bible in its original language over 6,823 times. Now, if that ain't good enough for you, almost 7,000 times in the Bible, in its original language. Now, we're not talking about the New Testament here. If you was to do that, you would have another 1,000 times when you see Lord, L-O-R-D, you're looking at a substitute for the YHWH or the Tetragrammaton. Very few people know about it. We've got people that try in vain. You know, the Bible said that in vain they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men or the tradition of men. Yea, you break the word of Yahweh. You change the word of Yahweh. You change the name of Yahweh to keep your own tradition. Now, the shortened form, YAH, instead of IAH in the original King James, and found in the names of many of the men in the Bible, such as Elijah, not Jah. You see how disruptive the pronunciation has become in the King James Bible? It doesn't say Hallelujah. It says Hallelujah. And even the Christian church has still retained the usage by saying glory, glory, praise Jesus, Hallelujah. Now, what are they saying? Well, Elijah instead of Elijah. And you know, you can get bad habits out of a book. And the Bible warns you in the 22nd chapter of the book of Revelations, it says not to add anything to it, and neither do you to take anything away from it. Well, what's been done here is both. They added the letter J, which everybody, all your noted scholars and your dictionaries will tell you that the letter J was a recent addition to the English language. We didn't have a J. There's no J's in the Hebrew, so it couldn't be Hallelujah. It's Hallelujah, which means my mighty one is Yahweh. Now, Jeremiah, which is pronounced Jeremiah, may Yahweh lift up. Obadiah means servant of Yahweh. Isaiah is Yeshua, Yahweh saves. Zechariah is Zechariah. And it goes on and on, even to the word Joshua in the English, that we pronounce it Joshua. It wasn't Joshua. It was Yahshua. Yahshua. Yahweh is salvation. So how are we going to get around these things? Well, we get around them through denial. We get around them through ignorance. And the Bible said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. They won't study, and therefore, since they reject knowledge, Yahweh said, I'll reject you. And ignorance is no excuse of Yahweh's word. The Bible said, search the scriptures for wherein you think that you have eternal life. Search the scriptures for wherein you think that you're doing me a service. Now note, the Hebrew alphabet has no letter that is equivalent to our letter J. The names have been corrected with a Y. When you properly pronounce Elijah, you pronounce it Elijah. When you pronounce the name of the Creator, you don't say Jehovah. There's no J's. You don't say Yahovah, because in the 8th century, the Masoretes, they added the wrong vowel point to give it a Y sound. However, they still retained the Jehovah sound of Yahovah, or Yehovah. But it's got the Yah in there. And that is the poetic shortened form of our Creator's name. The rest is vowels. Hallelujah. You ever say that? You ever wonder who you're talking to? You ever wonder who you're giving glory? You certainly ain't giving glory to Jesus. The name Hallelujah is a direct praise and honor and adoration of the Hebrew God of Israel, the one that the Roman Catholics hated. They despised the name of Yahweh, Why? Because they wanted a god that they had worshipped for centuries in mythical terms, Zeus. They wanted to get Zeus into the picture, and they did it expertly with a bunch of crafty men who lay in wait to deceive and would deceive the very elect if it's possible. Yahweh is known by modern readers in the form now of the King James as Jehovah. But as the Encyclopedia Britannica explains, along with the Holman Bible Dictionary and all of the others, they acknowledge that Jehovah is an erroneous form. Now listen to this now. Of erroneous form of the divine name Yahweh. And we're going to show you exactly how this distortion came about. Now, other people try to bring in other names. Jehovah, Jesus. And now we've got people trying to say his name was Word. Right? I mean, it's absurd. All these names are the substitutes to hide the real, powerful, awesome, revelating name of Yahweh. This is a name that they tried to keep secret. This is the name that the priest, the Pharisees and the scribes, that they tried to keep hid. They didn't want you to pronounce it. I wonder why. Because he said, my name will be known throughout the earth. My name will be exalted. Let the name of Yahweh be exalted. Hallelujah. Jesus is just a recent 500-year introduction. In 1611, now listen to this amazing bit of information. I know it pricks you. I know it kicks you right in the gut. But you need to be kicked. This is a hard saying. You need the Word. You need the truth of His Word and the truth of His name. Originally, the name was known and used in the whole earth when men were of one speech and one language, Genesis 11 and 1. The Hebrew language had no vowels, only consonants were used, and thus the readers pronounced the vowels as they read. And this is true even today in the Hebrew newspapers. In the Middle Ages, Jewish scholars at the 8th century, the Masoretes, developed a system of symbols placed under and beside the consonants to indicate the vowels. Reverence for the divine name, Yahweh, led to the practice of avoiding its usage in vowel points so as not to take a name in vain, which is ordered in 20 and 7. Now, taking it in vain is hiding it or failing to use it. He said, they have forgotten my name, Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 24, 25, 26, and 27. They have caused my people to forget my name. Who for? Baal. B-A-A-L, which means, in interpretation, go look up the word Baal in your Strong's, and it'll take you to L-O-R-D. Well, that's why, ladies and gentlemen, that's why that we've got this confusion reigning and running rampant in Christian churches that use a substitute name of Lord and God. And you hear them, you listen to them, you preach. Oh, the Lord said this, glory to God. Oh, the Lord said this, glory to God. And when they're saying that, they're reverencing Baal according to the Psalms. When they use any other erroneous form of the divine name, they are taking the name of Yahweh in vain, according to Exodus 20 and 7. Failure to use it. You're saved by the name. Salvation is in the name. You're blessed in the name. You're healed in the name. You're corrected in the name. and you use this name to approach him, which is standard protocol throughout all of humanity. You're known by your name. Everybody knows their name, but we have forgotten our Creator's name. Isn't that awesome and frightening? I mean, I was 48 years old before I ever found out the name of Yahweh. Shame, shame, shame. I have been led into the practice of avoiding its use, thinking that Lord is the proper name. I verse 7 use Jehovah. It's in there 7 times as translated Jehovah when it's translating the divine covenant name, and the name starts with a Y. I've got news for you people that says it starts with a J or any other letter except Y. You're barking up the wrong tree. You're taking his name in vain if you don't use this name, especially when it comes to baptism. The Bible teaches us to baptize in the name of the Father. Now, what's the Father's name? You need to consider that. Well, didn't the Son say in 543 John, St. John 543, didn't he acknowledge that he, the flesh man, in the beginning was the Word was Yahweh, made flesh. And he said that he had come in the Father's name, and he'd been rejected. People wouldn't receive him. And also they did. The name Yahweh was scribed with the vowel marks from Adonia, or Adonia, in the German. Lord is a device to remind them to say Adonai and not Yahweh. In the reading of the scriptures, it fulfilled the prophecy in Isaiah, oh hallelujah, 48:19, his name should not have been cut off nor destroyed from before me. And in Jeremiah 11:19, this is his name that will no more be remembered. Come, let's cut his name off. You see, it's nothing but a satanic trap. Instead of you using the divine covenant name of Yahweh for baptism, you use a substitute name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, which is nothing but title, or Jesus' name, which is nothing but Jesus. And therefore, you do not remember his name. His name is rejected and turned out of the Bible by a crafty serpent named Satan and his agents that work for him to cause his people to forget his name for Baal. The Hebrew language, now listen to this now, is read from right to left. If you get an original Bible that's written in Hebrew, then his name is going to be backwards, YHWH. Then when you apply the vowels of the A and the E's, you're going to get Yahweh perfectly from right to left. Now that's a bit confusing for people when we should have always desired to speak the original language. We could have been taught the original language. For some reason, we went off and forgot his name for Baal, and the translators came in and they did a masterpiece of deception to cause you to continue the deception by using a substitute name. And every once in a while, you will get it right by saying, Hallelujah. It's the sweetest name. It is the most powerfulest name. It is the most arguable name. Provable. In later years, when scholars sought to translate the scriptures into other languages, they mixed the vowel sounds from Adonia with the consonants of Yahweh and came up with the hyper name of Jehovah. Petrus Gallicanus, Pope Leo X in 1518 A.D., signed on to Jehovah. Now they'll use every conceivable false name, make justification. What they're trying to do, ladies and gentlemen, is just destroy you for the lack of knowledge. If you don't study, if you don't do your homework, if you don't go back to the original name, since most of our language stems from older cultures, it's no wonder that we have changed so many of our sounds over the past years. To give an example, the Balkan, Yugoslavia, was once written Jehovah, but was always pronounced as it is today as Yugoslavia. But they put the J. 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 G, if you will. Notice this. The name Jesus starts with a J, but it has a G sound. And it's the only English word in the English language that has now been actually vowel pointed out to this extreme of saying not Jesus. You wouldn't say that. You'd say Jesus. Jesus. And the exclamation is on the Zeus. Jesus. Exclamation. Jesus. And so therefore, it has a Y sound in the original. Maps at the turn of the century often identified the USSR as S-O-W-J-E-T, Russia. The W had the Germanic B sound, and the J had the Y sound. The word major is pronounced as major in both Latin and German. June and July are also pronounced June and July. Knowing the Y and the J shared the same vowels as did the W and the B. And this explains how Yahweh was wrongly changed to Jehovah in the sound of the vowels. Now, you might ask, well, why is it important? Now, it really seems strange that anyone would question the importance of the Creator's name, but they do. Oh, it's not important. He's got many names. That's a lie. Oh, it don't really matter. His name is not important. That's a lie. Nobody in the right mind that wanted to go to heaven and it required a signature on the certificate of birth into the spiritual kingdom before you could enter would dare take a false vowel-pointed name and try to go to heaven. Would you want a false name on signed on to verify your conversion to the kingdom? Would you want to use the true name? Nobody. Listen to this now. Let me show you something. Matthew says in chapter 5, verse 9, when we pray, say, hallowed be thy name. Now, what name is to be hallowed? What name is to be worshipped correctly and spoken correctly by men of knowledge? Well, I'll tell you. Notice this. In Micah chapter 6, verse 9, here it tells us Yahweh's voice crieth into the city. Micah 6 and 9 now. Read it. Yahweh's voice crieth. Now, it will tell you in the King James, the Lord's voice crieth into the city. Well, there's many lords and many gods. Which Lord and which God is crying into the city? Here it uses in the original Hebrew, Micah. Yahweh's voice cried into the, that's a sound, and the Bible said the sound of his name went out into all the earth. Well, just don't know how to pronounce it now, Lord, it took God. You think our Creator would reveal himself in a name that couldn't be pronounced when he said to be baptized in his name, to be saved in his name, and blessed are they that call upon my name? Do you think he would make it so confusing? You think Yahweh did that? No, it was the lion translators that translated his name out of the Bible when it should have been transliterated into the Bible sound for sound. The voice of Yahweh crieth into the city, and the man of wisdom shall see his name. Now, we've got people that's departed from the name of Yahweh after they've seen it, after they confessed it, after they get a revelation and go crashing into the night. One or two little scriptures that they hang on for dear life trying to prove it otherwise than what it was 6,823 times in the Old Testament alone, 1,000 times in the New. Wherever Lord is mentioned throughout the scriptures, it was a substitute for YHWH, Yah. Now we got people come along and they say, well, it was written all right in the English, except it should have been, instead of L-O-R-D, it should have been W-R-D. That's confusion too. That's direct denial of 600 or 6,823 scriptures alone that says his name starts with a Y rather than a W, that his name starts with a Y rather than an L, that his name starts with a Y rather than a G. Jesus. When the Romans were conquering, they sent the clergy in, and when the people begged for the knowledge of the name that the God that they served, these pagans cried out, what's his name? And they said, just say, Jesus. And through exclamation of Jesus, they said, Jesus. Jesus is the Spanish equivalent of Jesus in English. If you don't believe it, ask one of your Spanish brothers that's coming in by the hordes. Listen to this. The man of wisdom shall see my name. You got to see this revelation of his name before you get off first base. I mean, you can't even leave home plate until you hit a home run in the name of Yahweh, which is the name above every name. At the name of Yahweh, every knee shall bow. So I will make my holy name known in the midst of my people, Israel, and I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore, and the heathen shall know that I am Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel. Ezekiel 39, verse 7. Now, again, Exodus chapter 20, verse 7. Thou shalt not take the name of Yahweh in vain. Now, most people say, well, that's when you cuss, say a curse word. When you say damn and use the word God in front of it, you're blaspheming his name. Well, there's many instances where that if you don't believe, you're going to be damned. And there's many instances where if you worship a God other than Yahweh, you're already damned. Listen to this now. To say it's not important or not to bear the name or to use it, or we just don't understand how it was pronounced. That's hogwash. How many ways have you got saying hallelujah? Malachi 3:16, Yahweh is telling his children to take the name of Yahweh upon you and learn of him. Then they that feared Yahweh spake often one to another. Man, I tell you what, you and you call your brothers or sisters up, you can't get off this great name. You want to talk about it. You want to glorify it. You want to praise it. You want to thank him for showing it to you. You're most privileged if you know it. You're most cursed if you don't. And Yahweh hearkened unto them and heard it. And a book of remembrance, 6,823 times along in the Old Testament, he wrote his name right in there in the Tetragrammaton. Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. It was written before him for them that feared Yahweh and that thought upon his name. The word even goes as far as this to say, and Yahweh shall be king over all the earth. And in that day there shall be one Yahweh, and his name one. A departure from this of the biblical written contract is by those who would seek to bring in Jehovah, Jesus, Word, or any other adjective forming from the mouth of man that would deny Yahweh is his name. In that day, listen to this, Yahweh shall be king over all of the earth. And in that day, there shall be one Yahweh, and his name one, Zechariah 14:9. Joel 2:32, listen, it's clear. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of Yahweh shall be delivered and saved. In most English translations, Yahweh is recognizable where the words Lord or God appear in all capital letters. And if you don't believe that, just buy yourself a Hebrew-English Tanakh or an Old Testament and check it for yourself and see if Pastor Buddy is trying to lead you astray. I'm trying to give you the knowledge of what his name is. The one verse in the King James translation which does bring his name over into the English in the form of Jah, pronounced Yah, is by itself enough to be the obedient person to see the responsibility in the book of Psalms 68:4. Sing unto God. Which one? Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah. Hallelujah. And rejoice before him. It's clear that the name of Yahweh is meant to be known and used exclusively by his people who seek to know his name. It's most important that a direct connection between the name of the Almighty and the name of the Son would be the same. The Son said, again, 5:43, I am come in my Father's name, and you will not receive me. In the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born, and a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name, not names, his name, shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. You know that these descriptive words for the Messiah are not names. You don't praise the name Wonderful. That'd be silly. You praise him by his name, Yah. Hallelujah. And you know through Scripture that many others, that Father and the Son are one God, as it is recorded again in Isaiah 7:14. They shall call his name Emmanuel, being interpreted in Matthew 1:22 and 23, that Yahweh is with us. The Dead Sea Scrolls renders this verse, and they will call his name Emmanuel. Not that they would name him, but they would call him Yahweh by his name as God. Yahweh with us. Only one God. Yahweh is his name, always was. his name and always will be his name. And at the judgment seat, every knee shall bow, and that name shall come off of your lips. His name is not Emmanuel. El is the Hebrew word for God. And Emmanuel means with us. That's God with us. All these words are not and cannot be God's names, as we have done showed you, that Yahweh will become incarnate flesh and walk among us and tell us his name and teach his disciples what that name was. And he revealed unto them, he manifested unto them, or he made known unto them the name of Yahweh. They'd never heard it. Here is the Hebrew boys, not Jews. Everybody thinks they were Jews. Every one of them was Jews. They were all Hebrews. And they were but 1/13 of the equation out of the house of Yehuda, which means out of the house of Judah in English. Our Creator came in the flesh. Read 1 Timothy 3:16. And Jeremiah 23, verse 5 and 6, if you want to know his name, it's in the Tanakh. It's in the Old Testament, in the Hebrew language, as Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh. Not word. Not Jesus. Not Jehovah. But as the original said, Yahweh, our righteousness. And in the English translation, they just changed Yahweh to Lord. It's undisputed that the name that Yahweh called himself was Yahweh. I ain't trying to prove it. It's already a fact. I can prove it in the Bible. The right one, not the revised, not one that's a facsimile thereof, but the true name written in the original language that the Tanakh was written in. Yahweh said, I am come in my Father's name. Philippians 2 and 9 says, wherefore God also highly exalted him and gave him a name which is above every name. Now, which name do you think that is? Hallelujah. Let's praise Yah. Oh, man. I tell you what, our people take his name so far for granted. We're to be the happiest, most rejoicing people in the world that we've been introduced and made to acknowledge and confess his name. Because if you don't confess him here, you ain't going to confess him there. If you don't love him here, you're not going to love him over there. If you don't serve him over here, you're not going to serve him over there. If you're not baptized in his name over here, you wouldn't be baptized in his name over there because you don't have that opportunity. Over here's where you dress up. Over here's where you get ready. Here's where you confess him. Before me there was no God formed. And neither shall there be after me. I am Yahweh, and beside me there's no Savior. The Messiah, a Hebrew, and came in a Hebrew name, and you idiots want to give him a Greek Latin name or an English name and deny all of the true name of the Messiah when they give him a name in the derived Greek Jesus or Jesus or Iesus, which is found in the Greek translations and copies which are remaining today of the original New Testament. The 1611 edition spells it I-E-S-U-S, no J, and they drop the O, and even the Latin speaking people pronounce it Jesus. We do not have an actual letter J in our alphabet until the 16th century, according to the Scott Greek lexicon. Iesus is the Ionic masculine form of the name Iaso, the Greek goddess of healing, I-A-S-O, Iaso. Oh, man. The goddess would be the female counterpart of the Greek god Zeus, which means Lord of Heaven. the Greek pagans knew only their gods, and when they were introduced to the new Hebrew God, the supreme God, Yahweh, this is why the people of Lystra called Barnabas by the name of Jupiter, the Roman equivalent of the Greek god Zeus, and tried to sacrifice oxen to him. Now, some people use the name Yahshua, or Y-A-S-H-U-A, which is the modern equivalent of Joshua. The Messiah's original name was never called Joshua, because this man that came in the flesh, he came in the name above every name in heaven and earth, above Joshua or Yahshua, which only points to the name that's got the salvation. I was in a debate one time with a man, and we were debating on whether his name was Yahweh or Yahshua. He was taking that the Father's name was Yahweh. He didn't have any problem with that. But the Son's name was Yahshua. And so I said, okay, which one of those names has got salvation? And he knew right then I had him. I asked him what name he baptized in, and he said, in the name of Yahshua. I said, well, is the name of the Father Yahshua? No. I said, well, didn't the Bible say to be baptized in the name of the Father? Well, yeah. I said, what does the name Yahshua mean in Hebrew? He knew I had him, because it means Yahweh is salvation. Now, which name would you want to be baptized in? You Yahshua people, most of you have been deceived by trying to figure out these two in the Godhead, or Trinities, as I call them, as opposed to the Trinitarians that you fight when you bring another God into the picture with a different name. Our Savior's name is Yahweh. Even the Jews accused him of making himself equal with God. John 5:18. Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Philippians 2:6. Keep it in mind now, ladies and gentlemen, that the word Lord is a substitute for the true name, YHWH, four-letter, L-O-R-D, four-letter, Adonai. Now, look at Jeremiah chapter 23, and I've done quote this to you, but I want to reiterate it, 26 and 27. How long would this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesied lies, which think to cause my people to forget my name, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal, B-A-A-L, four-letter word, which means Lord, the deity name of the pagan god of Babylon. In the Hebrew language, it means Lord. Remember the meaning of Zeus? Hosea 2:16-17 tells us that we will no more call him Baal, and we will take away the names of Baal out of our mouths. Oh, hallelujah. And we will be betrothed to him in covenant. And we are now the children of him and his bride. We are called by his name. We have the Father's name in our forehead. In the book of Revelation 14:1. What name do you want in your forehead? Jesus? Jesus, Jesus, you want to have Word, or do you want to have Yahweh, the name above every name? Yahweh is the Father of grace and mercy. He looks on the intention of the heart, that's true, as it was in 1 Samuel 16:7. But he said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. You'd be better off not to hear this message tonight than to deny it and turn your faith. If you want eternal life, John 3:36, he that believeth on the Son, who was Yahweh incarnate, has everlasting life, and he that believeth not on the Son shall not see life. You see that? John 1 and 12, according to Romans 10, 13, and 14, Acts 2, 21, Acts 22, 16, and Joel 2:33, whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahweh shall be saved and delivered. Better take the name of Balaam out of your mouth and repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahweh Messiah, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Spirit, which is the indwelling presence and power and life in your body. For the promises to you and to your children, and whosoever is afar off, as the Israelites, even as many as Yahweh shall call. Acts 2:38-39. Choose this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, David said, I will serve Yahweh. He was quoting old Joshua from the book of Joshua, or Yahshua 24:15. 1 John 2:22 says, who is a liar that denies that Yahweh is the Messiah? He is anti-Messiah that denies the Father. He came as the Son. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've got my message here tonight about the great and the magnificent name. Acts 10:43. To him give all of the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive the remission of sins. Don't you think, ladies and gentlemen, don't you think it's about time for you to acknowledge the true and the everlasting name, a name above every name? Don't you think it's about time for you to confess his name before the man comes around? Did you know that the Bible said he's coming back in flame and fire, taking vengeance on them that do not know and have not been baptized in repentance in the name of Yahweh? The name of Yahweh, Proverbs 18 and 10, is a strong tower. And the righteous run into it and say, I love this name tonight. I preach it over opposition. I preach it because I love it, not because I'm loved by the world, I'm hated by the world. If you love the Father, and the love of the Father is in you, you don't love the world. And yet they teach us that God loved the world when he said, I don't love the world, neither the things of the world, for whosoever loveth the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Don't love the world. Don't go with the way of the world. Don't run in their tradition. Simply because it's popular, and many, many people in Christian churches around the world use Jesus in substitute for the name that every once in a while they'll get it right and say, Hallelujah. Oh, God, I love God. Hallelujah. It's a straight. It's a narrow. And it's a name above every name, that at the name of Yahweh, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. Do you want this name? Would you love to have it? Won't you just call me tonight, area code 423-626-2172. Now that's area code 423-626-2172. You can write me, that's Pastor Buddy, at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee 37824. That's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Get the zip on there. 37824. That's all you need. I'm sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary at 1-877-289-7439, and we need your help. I'm sponsored by Brother Paul, 1-800-253-2748. And a host of all those that love and tithe to Pastor Buddy to help me to maintain a life that I can preach 5 nights a week, every week without fail, live. The message that I give you tonight on the greatest name in the universe. Oh, it's the sweetest name. And it's a holy name. I'm so glad I'm baptized in His name. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came down. Peter stood and told them, this is the power of Him spoken by the prophets in the days of old. You got to repent and baptized before to heaven you go. You ain't going to enter in no other name. You're going to think you are. The Bible says that the devil is so crafty that he's changed the name of the Creator to a creature, from the Creator name to the creature name. Jesus. Jesus. Jehovah. Word. None of these are true. These are filthy lies of the demons that are screaming through these men that have been deceived, that would deceive the very elect. If it's possible. It's not possible if you know Yahweh.
And I heard, as it were,
it's not possible.
Noise of thunder.
If you will,
one of the four beasts sing,
you
come and see,
torture state,
and I saw,
and follow Yahweh. Yahweh is a king. Yahweh's coming soon, and I want you to be ready to go. Meet Him in peace. Meet Him in the great name of
There's
Yahweh.
There's a man going around.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll see you Friday night around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Central. When the man comes around. I'll see you then. Yahweh bless you. And good night. And I love you.
At the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet, they'll cast their golden crowns when the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down.